likes it.
So, let's do our welcome and public introduction. So, welcome, and anybody need introductions? You're good? Okay.
Did you do a sign-in?
Oh, sorry, here. Public comment. Are you guys here for a public comment, or are you guys invited to participate in our...
We're invited to come.
Okay, perfect.
I do have a comment.
Oh, okay.
As we were walking along the trail yesterday...
Which one?
Crossing the North Canyon...
Drainage.
Drain. There's a tent down in the gulch.
Uh-oh.
Right at the bridge. True, a tent.
On the east side.
Where?
A new resident.
Canyon.
Well, it was all
North Canyon drain.
It looks like it's been blown away.
So it's in the drain.
You're talking about
North Canyon drain.
So no one's living in it.
Oh.
And under
it's on the
road.
Side. Oh, it's okay. On the side. Oh, so you kind of get the idea.
You know where it's
yeah, there's
away.
Nobody in the tent. But
so the race is on to recover it.
If you
need
a
tent,
of it so they can pull it out.
Just send a picture.
Send a picture to Randy. What's the street? I mean, I don't know North Canyon Drain either. Does that come down
it's
like
right across
Eagle Ridge
from
Drive or
the gas station there?
Right. Yeah.
The stop down there where the apartments are.
It's the bridge.
Well, it's. How do we say it? It's where the after you make the turn, you're going east on the trail at that point, after having passed Amazon, heading south.
Oh,
clear
out
there.
West.
Okay,
see, we're all east, trying to think of where you're talking about.
Yeah, just hang out for a few minutes afterwards. We can pull up our storm drain map and we can see where it's at and then.
Okay.
Address whatever needs to be done.
It's just right there at the bridge across the trail.
Oh, yes.
Across North Canyon Drain.
In that large
east
field?
Of the bridge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Near Center Street.
Yeah.
Like south of Center Street.
Yeah. It goes over to Riverbend.
I don't know if anybody
wants
to pull it out, but this
is
Monday when we saw
it. Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, we could address it in the morning, but I don't know.
Amazon.
I'm not familiar with that drain down there, so I'll have to just look on a map.
It's
and see
the
where
North Canyon Drainage.
Canyon
Drainage.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what
by Lifeline.
And then the drain, you know.
Now
the,
I know.
Yeah, it could.
I know where we are.
Probably just drain from Center Street.
I don't know
where
the measurements are.
Is it the county?
It crosses under.
It could be. That's why I said I don't know which
but
part
it's
of it.
On our property.
Yeah. It joins the river.
Yeah, it could be the counties too, but.
Hopefully there aren't still homeless living along
the
river
could be
right
county,
now.
We can
could
look on
the
map, Carmen, and see what it is.
I don't know if they're up here by us, but I know down in Salt Lake area.
It's
the weather.
I'm pretty sure. When you bike ride through there,
it's we've had
a
little
sketch.
Everything
yeah.
Flows
yeah.
To
especially when you head into
the
South Salt Lake.
It's a little
sketch.
Yeah.
That's where it goes.
Yeah.
So everything from Amazon West is county?
No, not necessarily. Ours just flows more that way.
Oh. Okay, good to know. Any other public comments? All right, let's talk about our volunteer needs and assignments for city events.
Skip forward.
Yeah. There we are.
Yeah.
There we go. Gotta remember to push the space bar. Okay, so I guess we're needing a lot more volunteers. We do have that volunteer sign-up list that we've never utilized. So, I mean, how many more are we looking for? Keep passing me the paper.
Oh, I have a question on that. So, Elisa told me, and I guess maybe I could ask you this, Linda. Can we put a space on the justserve.org for volunteers for our events? Is that allowed?
Yes, I usually have put it out there for a specific event. So you're talking about just, you want a general post? I mean, I'm guessing I can do that.
I didn't know, she just said we should probably do that. And so I didn't know if we could just, I guess on each volunteer item that we have maybe for like the kite festival or things that we need extra volunteers that we don't have enough, we could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Like okay. I said, I usually before Liberty Fest, I'll put one out there and okay. then I'll put specific, you know, would you like to help with the car show? Would you like to help with,
okay.
you know, races and stuff? But
is it you that does that? Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
But okay. I could still make just a general one that actually could lead them to our website, because on our website, our volunteer sign up form also has, you know, are you interested in unity and community events or blah, blah, blah. But
I did not know that. Okay. So there is a site on the.
How does it work? Because I thought, isn't it like, isn't it the under the umbrella of the church? And so, or no?
It's okay if I shut.
Yeah.
You need this one shut too.
No, they just.
Not at all.
No, okay. No, it's just, you know, started by the church, but it's, yeah, worldwide. And it basically is just a conduit that puts service projects together,
right,
with volunteers.
Which is amazing. We use it a ton. I somehow thought like it needed to then be vetted, like. Anything under it was then sort of vetted, but no.
No, not at all. It's, okay. Yeah, it is just kind of a good source for that. Yeah.
She just thought it'd be a good resource if we needed more people. And if they do, does it necessarily need to be North Salt Lake residents that help? I guess it should
be
anybody,
in fact,
right?
Yeah, for Liberty Fest last year, had a couple of people, we've had them, in fact, the last 2 years, come and help us with the races, help with the car show, people that
aren't
great. Even residents. So,
okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep, I will do that.
Okay, so do we need to figure out a number at this point on what we need? Because,
like,
I mean, it's
which
hard.
Which events are we, like?
That's what I don't know.
Yeah, because we've kind of handled it ourselves in the past, and so it's kind of like, well, what would we have them do, and how many would we need? I mean, obviously we need something spectacular with the races if we can get more help there.
And the 5K Halloween run, do you think we need more help there?
I would say if we could get somebody more than the police to keep people safe from vehicles, that'd be awesome. But that's the one I would think.
Well, why don't we look at, like, the next event we have coming up is the Kite Festival. So
actually it's the Easter comes before that.
That's
that's a YCC event, but that's true. Does
I guess we're not doing that. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Because I mean, if we need more, if we need some community volunteers for the Easter egg hunt,
they don't rely on us for that though, so sorry.
They don't, but I feel like we could reciprocate because we do rely on the YCC
a lot.
For
sure. And I always go and help them, so.
Well, let us know. I mean, I'm usually there, so I'm
I'll ask her if she needs help on that one, too. Okay.
But while we're on that, so have you talked to the YCC about the Kite Festival and helping with that again this year?
I haven't yet.
They're probably just counting on it.
We also, it came up this morning in one of our Liberty Fest meetings for the Saturday events. This year we're going to have a color run 5K instead of just, we've done some other races. We did a 5K from, you know, 2000 or 1990, I can't remember how many years when we started the first 5K, but for a few years we tried then the 5 mile and the 2 mile the last 3 years. This year we're just going back to a good old 5K. I think that's easier, think it'll go back to maybe more people signing up. But Julie had the idea to make it a America 250 patriotic color run with blue and red
chalk.
Yes, and white shirts. And so
thinking
that will be really fun.
Chalk dust or
I've seen pictures of other
games.
Color runs.
Well, kind of like the color run at the Hindu temple,
yeah,
right?
That's what it is. I thought
that was just a festival.
But we'll need more volunteers for that.
It's a chalk dust.
If the YCC could be there to also help, because we'll be.
And that's
we
gotta
throw it,
right?
Do we get to throw it?
I'll be there. Julie's looking into all of that. She said one way they do it is like, you know.
We have to buy paint guns.
containers. Like a tie-dye thing.
Yes,
but like without
a
the,
catcher, yeah, yeah. You know, as we don't want to do faces, you know, mm-hmm. try and, but she's going to get back to us on the exact process of that, but mm-hmm. we will want some volunteers for that. So our maybe just kind of give the YCC a heads up that we love to have them there that day, and they probably have fun doing that too.
What day is that again?
That's the 27th of June.
Of June, okay. And that's a Saturday, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And have them run through a mister at the end, so it really sucks the chocolate to the clothing.
Our challenge will be then to not let stain people it all. Go to the splash pad after the race.
Oh, that'd be a mess.
Can you turn the splash pad off for the day?
We can, but then kids can't use it during
June.
Maybe we'll turn it on at 1. We also haven't.
Would that damage it?
They just have to clean it all out. It's a
the bubble thing is going to be so extra messy, right? With everyone's like,
oh, yeah.
Shock, and then the bubbles.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
They're in the grass.
Good thing there's
totally
showers over.
They have a thing like at BYU that they had like a blue bubble run thing. I never did it, but like it's during homecoming week, and then people would always come into the dorms like completely dyed blue. Like, and then you'd have to go into the dorm bathroom, and you're like, this is horrible. This is everyone's colored blue. And it's like a big bubble, blue bubble splashy thing, and everyone's just, it's mostly freshmen.
Slip and slide type thing?
Yeah, slip and slide type thing, yeah.
Like foam, probably foam. Like they do at our July event.
Yes, and but it's
so
more
somehow
like...
somehow they color it blue.
Yes, yes, and people, it just, it wreaks havoc in the dorms.
Oh,
I will say.
What a mess.
Yeah, it was amazing. And for sure, like
fun.
Someone like sprained, like tears their ACL, you know, it's exciting,
yes.
You know,
that's fun.
It's not a real fun event if you haven't got some injuries.
Exactly.
Right? And those underpaid student janitors have to come clean.
So true.
I don't know anything else on that. Or...
Yeah, I'll ask for volunteers. I think maybe as we plan, like, as we start talking about the kite festival here, if there's other things, if there are specific things that we need volunteers for, we can do as we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I think that makes sense, like to have it on the just like per event, because if you're just generically wanting to volunteer for the city, you can do that online, right? Mm-hmm. So I think if it's for a specific event, you could put it on just serve.
I asked an elder's quorum on Sunday. Nobody took it. We need volunteers. Crickets.
For what? For the kite festival?
For just volunteers for events.
General?
I think sometimes it is better if you can say specifically, you know, are you volunteering to donate a kidney or are you volunteering to, you know, stand at something?
Chalk.
So,
the spring chalk just sounds fun.
Exactly. So we might have a lot of volunteers for that.
I know, but we
can't do it. I want to be first on that list.
I know.
And it's going to be through my neighborhood, so it'll be all over my yard, I'm sure. Well, at least you run out of red really early on, and then it could all be all blue and white, and, you know, BYU.
For us,
BYU
fans,
Okay. Okay, for the upcoming incorporation of the Unity Community in Community events.
Did we skip over the kite? Are we done with
the
kite festival?
Sorry, that's part of it. Okay, never mind. Sorry. I was just looking at the whole indented.
Okay.
I just saw Union Community. So,
kite
festival.
Are you on kite festival? You go, girl.
No. I'm just a bystander. Are you talking about...
You were just about to say
to
something and I interrupted
you. What I was
going
to say, okay, I'll jump to this then. Last meeting, as we talked about the Unity and Community events, everybody kind of said which event they'd like to help with. Mm-hmm. The minutes didn't pick that up. So today, as Wendy and I were going through, the only thing it had was that Sarah was going to help with Pride.
And I was doing back to school.
Okay. We want to just note those and adjust the minutes, so it said, because Suzette called and she's... because her friends are working on the America 250 Unity and Community, And so because there's a separate community chair for each of those, we just want to put the volunteer neighborhood chair mm-hmm. with people from this group that are going to help with those separate events.
So what is her, what's her Unity, the America 250 one? What's
so there's
that?
Six Unity and Community events this
yes.
year. So we've got Pride, mm-hmm. Patriotic, America 250.
That's my question. I didn't know we were doing that mm-hmm. one. And aren't we including America 250 in all of
in
them?
In everything. That's a specific
yeah.
patriotic
so
one
what's
on
she
June
doing on
8th?
The 8th?
That's what, it's just good, that event is going to be all patriotic.
Okay, but we don't know what they're doing.
No, that's why
okay.
today she was reaching out to Tammy and I,
okay.
just wanting to know when they're, when her committee person.
And which committee is Suzette's?
Hers is the one that is the June 8th. That's the America 250. That's what I
Yeah, but what is her?
No, this is
what's
just.
Her committee?
Well, she's over.
And she's really not over it. She has somebody that wants to do
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, she's just saying, as a city council person, she had suggested that one. So she has friends and or neighbors that she...
Okay, so she's not arts or health
She is.
Wellness.
I just can't remember.
Okay.
She's arts.
Okay.
She's arts.
Okay.
No, Heidi is still arts.
Oh, no, you're right. She's...
Audit committee
She is
and...
rec center. She
okay, so it's not one
center.
Of her committees. It's just she and her friends are doing
yes,
something.
Yes, she just
yeah,
wants
okay.
To add... lots of, some more variety with Unity in the community, so that's great. So did someone on this committee say they were wanted to help
oh, I'll
with,
help
that,
with
one?
That one. Oh yeah, put me on that
and
one.
I can do the 8th and the 15th.
Okay,
so
well,
then I can help with the 8th as well, and then the whichever one is the
so you
back
want
to
back
school.
To school and America 250
yeah and I think Dallas
yeah, what,
wants 250 as well
was the back to school.
What night is the back?
It's like the one in August or something.
Oh, August 13th.
Yeah.
August 13th.
Yes. And that one you have
oh,
your name on, right? Because I have that too.
I think
no,
the
it, wouldn't
August
it be 17th 14th? Or 10th?
Oh, no, sorry.
Because that's a Thursday.
It's going to be on the Monday.
So it's
where is
it? 10th or 17th.
Yeah, it's not on the
we're doing
it
in
the
oh,
session.
Okay.
I'm like
okay.
so lost.
Safety
call.
Night.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then September 14th is Build Our Way Forward. And September 21st is Latino.
So not August 6th. August
10th. Or do
so
I have the date wrong?
For
yeah, they're
school?
All Monday. These are the yeah. Monday night where we got
yeah.
the food trucks and then kind of these extra
and you'll tell, who do we call Suzette and say
no,
we want to help?
No, I just want to, I'm going to, I'll take care of just
okay.
trying to coordinate that or at least getting...
Okay.
you guys put together with the chair of working with that. So did you pick one, Fran? Of those events, like from last meeting, I just don't know if we. This our agenda doesn't list them all.
Oh, I was going to do America 250, but I could also help with Pride.
Okay, so. We'll do Sarah and Fran. That's the other thing is like, somewhere in the minutes it said that there were going to be two people on the committee for each event. Did you read that somewhere too? I don't know. Mm-hmm. And Dallas, you wanted?
I was available the 8th and the 15th.
215.
I have Dallas on the
15th.
Yeah, 215, 210. Okay. It may be in August, but.
Pride is
Latino.
You and Fran.
And I have the name Eddie Thompson. Is that the one that Suzette Jackson? Is that the one?
Is no, Eddie one? Is Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
Yeah,
thank
I don't
you.
Have the name for Suzette. The only names I know are Jeff Scrober for Pride team. And Eddie for Juneteenth.
Okay.
And then we still have the Latino, the back to school, and then what's the third last one?
A Boulder Way Forward.
Boulder, oh, yeah.
That's also the new one. That
yes.
was the gal that was... here that night with the PTA groups
yes.
that said she would chair that. So we...
I'm happy to help with Boulder Way Forward.
Okay, I don't...
Yeah.
I will...
And that's Lisa Baskin, too, will help us with that.
Okay. I love that idea, Boulder Way Forward.
That's
going to
be the
women.
Girls' night out.
Yeah,
girls.
Yeah,
I know,
well,
that's kind
too.
Of... I put
yeah.
official names
that's
to be
going.
Determined because I didn't know if there's maybe a better... A Boulder Way Forward is pretty...
I agree.
generic, I mean, that's what the initiative is called, but if you wanted to come up with some, you know, girls' night out, or, you know, some kind of a fun name for that.
September 14th.
We'll do the boys' night, we'll bring out Nintendos.
I know, I was gonna say, that's not so much unity, though.
Basketball.
That's separating.
I don't know what else is masculine.
That's separating, like, guys won't come if it's girls' night.
Right.
And if we have a girls' night, then we kind of have to have a guys' night, too. You know?
Every night's guys' night, you know that.
No, I don't.
As we started for that very reason, and they said if that was the case, then we could come up with something for them next time, because there's so many different ways and different things we could focus on, and so then the next year we could do, the boys could do it. We did talk,
I mean, there
about
is
that.
Something to that woman coming forward and saying, I'd like to do this, right?
So yeah.
There's a seat open for any man that's knocking at the door.
There is. I feel like the unity, we are segregating people in the unity and community. You know, we're like, this group, and this group. Yeah. And to me,
we'll
that's not unity.
Each group.
That I feel like it's separate. I mean, I personally feel like we're separating. That's not unity. Unity to me is the America 250. That's everyone. That's a huge tent that everyone's welcome. And the rest to me is just like this group and then this group, you know? Cause
could I comment? Did I agree with that entirely? Yeah. I think all of these other left-handed nose pickers and such, if they want to have a thing, we'll give them a date to do it, but then they've got it. I don't think that the city should be doing all of these other things. We should be doing the city, everybody, things.
Anyway, sorry, that's my two cents. I'm sorry.
Not to hurt anybody's feelings, because
I love them all, but I feel like if it's entitled Unity in the Community, then it needs to be unit.
I think that's why it started with two and is now gone to six.
Yes, and, mm-hmm. and that's our problem. The more we
separate,
divide it out,
yeah.
the less we're going to be able to devote to it.
Again, I have a Welch ancestors.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted a overweight, middle-aged white woman event.
How about really old white guy? You know? No longer geek, but geezer.
Actually, I would love having that. It might be kind of fun to next year, instead of one of these others, we do have a seniors' night. And
what if like the unity in
the
community?
Mm-hmm. We did talk about this.
Like, exactly. If we had a unity in the community, and there was at the big event, you have a group for Pride, and you have a group for Juneteenth, and you have a group for the Latino, but it's one big thing with all these differences, and the Polynesians can come, and the Japanese can come, and it can be a big thing rather than separate nights for everyone, because to me, that's not unity.
So
to
not,
me,
not
it's
diversity.
It's pulling apart. I mean, to me, that's not unity. It's yeah.
Together in diversity.
Unity and diversity.
At the university.
To that point, though, I wonder if, like, so if we separate the girls' night out, right, maybe that's where we're kind of having a hiccup, right? Because maybe a man wouldn't want to come to girls' night out. But, like, I am not Latino, right? Mm-hmm. So when I go to Latino night, I feel like I'm still welcome to go. And I'm able to interact with people that I maybe don't interact with as much, because it's not my like immediate culture that I'm immersed in. And so then I'm able to take my kids, and we were able to watch the dancers. And so in that way, we're interacting with a subgroup as the majority. My family is in the majority. And then we're interacting, and I feel like that does create unity, because then we're seeing people that are not as, like, I don't know. So for me, I feel like it does have some benefit, and maybe the girls' night out does feel like extra, you know, only girls, and so maybe that's kind of our, and maybe we can incorporate Boulder Way Forward in another way that feels more true to the unity and community idea. But I, for me, that's where I feel like I'm able to, through like exploration of that group, I'm able to create unity, right? Mm-hmm. And for my kids, mm-hmm. and they're able to, we can be allies of groups, and in I don't know, in that way, that's where I would come from.
Yeah, and I had this problem even before we did the women's night. This was my complaint with last year, that like I grew up taking my kids to Scottish festivals and the Japanese festivals, and the, you know, we'd go to all of those festivals, which I love. But I think if we're building it as unity in the community to single out certain ones, like you're important enough to us to single out, and you are special to single out, you know? And I just feel like rather than singling out different groups, if we had a big tent like America 250 or Back to School, where we weren't like separating culturally people, or if one of the nights we had like cultural night, like we're saying, and we have the Latinos and we have the Scottish dancers and we have, you know, the Polynesian dancers, and they're all, then that to me is the unity, rather than separating out, because then we are leaving out lots of little groups.
I think we had talked about last year, we kind of talked about doing like a revolving,
mm-hmm,
where we do certain events.
We did, but...
And we swap them
but
out.
But it didn't.
But it didn't happen.
It's the exact same thing as
last
year. And many of these groups, I think, would be actually very angry if they lost theirs for a different group.
Yeah. But I think we also, we have Juneteenth happens right around Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
Pride happens,
mm-hmm,
during Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
Hispanic Heritage, Latino Heritage Night happens during Hispanic Heritage,
mm-hmm,
Month.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's where those were the big ones, because that was, we had chairs who were... came forward for,
mm-hmm,
them,
mm-hmm,
and it was, so we had somebody who was like, we want to do this event, and it was also like it matched with what was happening for that month,
which makes complete sense. But again, it hasn't changed.
Yeah,
like we don't have veterans, you know, why don't we have a celebrate veterans, especially during 2025 or 2026, and we don't have, you know, celebrate the women, celebrate the men. We just, because we can't do that many. And so how many years have we done these same ones is my question.
Well, Pride and Juneteenth, I think this is will be our probably fourth year,
yeah,
at those. But.
So it is every year the same groups, which you're saying to other groups, you're the more important groups.
Well, and I'm not saying not have those.
No, I'm not either.
Is have it not sponsored by the city?
So, Tammy, maybe you can speak to that too, but that was where, yeah, the city council and mayor and city staff agreed that it should be very minimally helped by city staff or city funding, but that's why these neighborhood chairs or volunteers were,
mm-hmm,
supposed to take charge of it, and we are supporting them with, you know, helping at the park or whatever. So I think, is that, Tammy?
Yeah,
did you
well,
say
and
that's
it's
kind of how
it's so hard, because we had a big discussion about it, and people are very passionate about,
mm-hmm,
having it or not having it, and I almost feel like if you don't and you take off some of the ones, then we had some people that came and spoke in public comment about how they felt so welcome that we did that. And I agree with Sarah how if, you know, having like the Latino, I went to that too, and it does give you an insight of going to something that maybe you're not a part of, but that gives you.
Great.
But we also talked about incorporating other different subcommittees that we could do, and if people were willing to step up and do them, then why wouldn't we let them?
And I think that's great. I think that, and I would love like the Latino night, but I think we also have to put out in the newsletter, hey, we're having a cultural night. Anybody can do it. So rather than just specifically, so cultural night, we would have, you know, all these different cultures there, which we did one year with the Polynesians. You told me once before, didn't we do a
Well, there was a, but again, it was, they came to the city and they wanted to have a Polynesian festival, and the city helped advertise it. The city didn't pay for it. The only thing the city did was donate the use of the park.
Yeah.
And cleaned up with dead pigs and vomit after.
I don't begrudge any of these.
Yeah.
This is great, but it is the same every year, and I feel like if we want unity, we either need to get away from doing specifics, or we need to switch and let other things come in.
So I think on a future agenda, we put that for discussion. Then you guys vote, and Tammy takes it back to the council. The events committee proposes that for the 2027 Unity and Community events, these are the ones that they recommend.
And I mean, you guys,
the best way, because you guys are kind of an advisory board. You're helping, you know, your opinions can go to the city council. They can choose whether or not to do that. Mm-hmm. But I think then they at least have that recommendation from the committee that they have tasked with helping with these events.
And again, I don't begrudge any of these. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's not as much unity, and if we wanted unity, we have to include a lot more people,
yeah,
because it's been the exact same groups for at least 4 years.
And so I would say...
But I also feel like when we do these, we get the same people at them. I mean, I've gone to several, and I feel like the same people are coming, whether they are... You might get a few different ones on some of them, depending on what it is. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like we get a lot from the east side. Mm-hmm. We get a lot more from the west side because that's where we're holding them.
Yeah, which makes
and
sense.
And I don't know how to change that. And I don't know if that's going to change depending on if we have, I don't know if making America 250, if that's going to make all the people on the east side come down to Legacy and come down to that, just because it's incorporating just that and not. Mm-hmm. But I know that
I don't think people aren't coming because of these.
Well, I know.
I'm just saying, I personally, and I could be completely wrong. Y'all could disagree with me, and I could be completely wrong. I just feel like it's not as much unity. I feel like we're pulling out just certain groups rather than celebrating, like, America 250, we're celebrating all of us. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, there's a lot of groups, and I think that there's you're gonna miss somebody no matter what, and I've thought that all along, but I don't know how you can
if we left it open, and maybe in the newsletter said something like, hey, for next year's Unity in the Community, which
if you're
groups,
willing, if you're wanting,
yeah,
to
or
wanting,
yes, yeah, or getting people to volunteer,
uh-huh,
because I think that we can sit here and come up with all these ideas and everything, but it takes more than just people in here. So to get it out to through the newsletter or to people that are willing to carry,
yeah,
and organize.
And let's ask, you're the public. Let me ask you, what would you prefer? What would you like to see down there at the food truck nights? The
I was going to suggest, I think your idea is very good.
Thank you. What idea?
Well, what you do is once a month, get away from these dates that you got there, which is every week. Once a month that you have a Unity in the Community. And then, say, January, you celebrate snow or something like that. And you have different groups if you want to have it, or you can have one group. You know, so that, you know, maybe in May, you have that, a Spanish theme, and the Latino if you want to, because that's Cinco de Mayo, and everybody celebrates Cinco de Mayo. So you have a community, we're gonna celebrate this, and this is the theme of that month. In April, maybe you have spring, or March, you have, where you have a theme, and maybe you have a Polynesian theme for 1 month or something like that, where they bring the food. Maybe the city helps pay for it. And I suggested, you know, dancing in the streets. and having a watermelon bust that nobody knows what that word means. And where, you know, somebody, they go down and spend $50 at the market and buy a bunch of watermelons that they cut open, and everybody gets a piece of watermelon, whatever they want. They only use up as much as they need. They take the others back. Something where you're, if you go to some of these cities that are known for different events, when you go down there, you expect to see, if you go to San Antonio, what do you expect to see? Spanish-American treats. If you go to Park City, what do you expect to eat? Well, they've got several different kinds, but most of it is probably
expensive.
Yeah. Swedish or Norwegian or something like that, because it's more of the Nordic thing. But I think if you have a one every month or something where you say, this, we're going to have a unity in the community, and this month we're going to highlight this, so that everybody expects to come on that. Because if you say it's Pride Month, I guarantee you, so many people will not come because of one word. Regardless of what you do, because you're celebrating something that half the people don't agree in. And so I think you need to have, we're going to have a celebration, and then maybe you have some speakers or something like that that are generic. So rather than alienate, as you said, we're separating out, and I call that alienation. Because a lot of people don't like Polynesian food or Polynesian music or Mexican music or Canadian music or whatever happens
to
be. Or rap. Well, whatever happens to be. Well, I think that you need to go back to what you said. Let's have a unity. It's like the night out against crime. That is a very well attended, except that it's not very well attended a lot. That people come to see the helicopter, they come to see the dog, they come to see whatever, they come to eat hot dogs, whatever happens to be, that there's
no specific
reason for it. I mean, it's just a community event.
And that's where, as we started trying to market these, really trying to say, unity and community, and minimize the pride. Unity and community, Juneteenth. Unity and, you know, to hopefully say everyone is welcome and encouraged to attend, you know. Mm-hmm. But to your point of, well, this month is Cinco de Mayo or whatever, that's kind of like Alexis said, that is kind of what they've done, you know. It's like, this is Hispanic Heritage Month, or this is Juneteenth or whatever, but I think the key
into
is
June,
because those are all in,
they're in June.
Yeah, I like spreading them out a little bit, but in the months, you know, the season is really April to September is when the food trucks come and are there every Monday night.
Do you have to have food trucks?
If yeah,
food people will come.
You got to have snacks. People won't come without food.
And honestly, June's not as hot. So, and then you have July, and then everyone's just like kind of like in a coma after 4th of July for a long minute, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
There is a multicultural night at Bountiful High on March 26th, so that maybe that'd be interesting. I was planning on attending, and
that'd be awesome.
And then seeing like what that's put on by the cluster of the schools in the neighborhood or in the area, and so going and seeing what is represented there and seeing like.
Yeah.
Are we missing something?
That's what night is that?
It's on March 26th at Bountiful Heights on that Thursday.
Are they just calling it a
multicultural night.
Celebration?
Yeah, that's what they're calling it. So, and it's probably put on by like a lot of the groups at that high school, but it is a cluster of the South Davis schools.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting, like to go some recon, bring it back here. And maybe putting it out in the newsletter, is there anybody that's interested? Because again, that is why these ones are have been chosen, right? There is a city person that's willing to do it. So it feels more organic than being like, this group is really important.
I agree.
I get it.
And that's
do we have a founders celebration for North Salt Lake? No.
I would love that. And I think if we had something for the veterans, I mean, the veterans get one day a year. And I think if we had one for the veterans and...
Well, and so maybe back to, like, when you put a proposal forward for Tammy to take back to the council, we've done our research as a committee, we've put it out to the public, you know, whatever we can do, you can do, whatever we can, so that there's good information that they have to draw upon.
I wanted to kind of put out a vision I have because of Hatch Park, because it's in the middle.
Yes.
And my vision for Hatch Park area, for that plaza area, is having a stage. Because when the Polynesians came, they brought in a truck bed so that they could have their dancing. And I thought at the time, this is too bad. They have no place to go to so that we could gather and have a good time with them. And it's that way with anything.
That's part of this thing, is to have a community center there and have a stage. It's been talked about
but
you're right, we need to have
someplace to go
where you can get together. And
it's neutral.
Yeah.
And it's in the middle of the city, which is nice.
That's the other thing I was going to comment on when Tammy was saying, I don't know if changing the events is going to get more people from the east side out there. That's one of the hopes for Hatch Park, being with that new, it's going to be a
more
beautiful
central
gathering place, and hopefully it'll bring people from all sides of the city.
I do think it's very nice that you have it down there and some up there. That's, you guys have been very good about hitting all places in the city.
Yes.
But it will be nice to have something right in city center.
Yeah, because they have 5K all the way over on the...
They put out bids today.
Did they? Okay.
They announced the
bids for the water and...
For construction, which they're hoping will start in April. And then 18 months later, hopefully.
That doesn't include phase two, though, does it?
No, this is just phase one.
See, and all of this stuff we're talking about is phase two. You're talking about 3 or 4 or 5 years away. I'm not being a pessimist, but...
I feel the same way.
We have the plaza, though.
Oh, yeah. The phase two includes our community center and the buildings on along that side. So the whole gathering area and the...
Well, some of the Bowery will probably take
I suspect as soon as phase one is done, it will be conducive for all these events. You know,
trucks will move up that way.
We've built an area for the food trucks specifically, at that internal, you know, kind of parking lot. I'm sure you've seen that, I think it will be really nice. But.
Well, if they had gone with our original plans, we designed here, then it would be like going to Disneyland. It would have been a lot of fun.
quite that fancy.
What about the young kids?
I thought we were rather
young
elaborate
kid that
on
wanted
our plans.
The skate park. That
I think
was
they're
cute.
Still working on. I think they got a petition. He and his dad.
So. Did they?
Yeah.
Skate park will be out on the west side, though. And some more
pickleball.
Pickleball courts. At least that's what I've suggested to him a couple of times.
That's what everybody wants.
I know.
I didn't even know what it was, and I was like, "We gotta have pickleball!" Oh my god.
Who else was helping with Boulder Way Forward?
There's a lot of people.
Sarah, did someone else say Boulder Way Forward?
Fast man, but it's a...
What
back to school.
Serves are not 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You said dates, but that didn't, I didn't have the dates in front of me.
America 250 in June.
I'm so sorry. I totally jumped over one. I'm so sorry, Dallas. I'm sorry I waylaid us. Please forgive me, my friend.
Who else said cried?
Me, Sarah and Fran, yeah.
Thanks, Sarah.
So did we bring up the fact that May 16th is the Kite Festival run? Is that the day?
Yes.
It is.
It's also Armed Forces Day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's
we'll have a kite flyby.
We talked about doing something about that with Armed Forces Day, didn't we? But that was like last
the drone.
Yeah, the colored fly.
We have four drones.
Yeah, red, white, and blue.
I think that's actually where we are is Kite Festival. Bombs on. So.
Oh yeah, we kind of skipped over that. So.
Yeah,
I think we had talked about festival. Having like a doing like the anthem and like color guard at Kite Festival. Mm-hmm. Did we not?
I thought we had
kind of talked about that.
Yep.
You were going to get did you say you'd get a...
Color guard.
A color guard?
I can't, yeah.
Was that what we... Or am I dreaming that?
Well, we did.
Well, okay.
I thought we were going to do it as well with the...
We wanted to do it also Liberty with Fest. July, with the Liberty Fest, when you have the auditions for the National Anthem.
Yes.
We want to do that also.
I love it. So color guard at both things?
I think it doesn't hurt. I mean, one's in May and one's in July.
Especially with it being the 250 stuff.
Well, and Armed Forces Day, like.
Yeah.
Fran, you're able to give the color guard?
Franny?
Yes.
Okay. And then where are we going to get the anthem? Does anyone have any idea?
I know somebody.
Well, that's for Liberty Festival.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we could do an anthem.
Do we need an anthem for the Keg Festival?
Loves to sing.
Catherine.
She does plays and stuff.
What did you say?
I know somebody who is a semi-pro, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, that will be after the tryout.
I'll text
so we could that's actually use the same person.
Or you could let the second place someone. Or
That's a great idea.
Let's so you could let one person sing at the Kite Festival, one person sing at the fireworks.
Hold off. Would you please make sure yours tries out?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. When are the trials?
Well, I'd love they to have her show up as Mary Poppins because she was just Mary Poppins in the place. So.
She definitely needs to try out.
I'm guessing
May
8th. She doesn't have the
we decided May 8th.
Costume.
Okay,
tryouts. Oh, that's when it is. That they were asking me about that.
May 8th. But we. Did you get my message on how do we have them sign up? Do I have them call me or is there a sign-up genius or what? Any ideas?
However you want to do it. I'm not sure. I've never used Sign Up Genius.
Nor have I.
Oh, it's
sure
so great.
It's not
you can
hard.
Do it.
It's not hard.
It's super easy.
Definitely.
It makes you feel like a genius.
And what day? It was because it was also, was it
a
Friday?
Yeah.
We can do it at City Hall, I guess. Just, so one of us would need to be there from
I'll
staff.
There.
Which,
oh, I'm like, no, I'm not staff.
And I can. The piano needs to be tuned.
Okay.
I need to get that and the golf course.
But wouldn't they have to do a cappella anyway?
Yeah, it's going to have to be a cappella.
Yeah, that's true. Never
and
mind.
Do you still want the arts committee people to judge that?
I think that would be lovely.
She sent me a text today because
two of them
yesterday.
And then
so two I'll judges
judge
there?
And then we can get yeah.
Two judges
and
art.
Two dates for color guard.
Color guard, we need them for the Kite Festival, which is May 16th.
Would it be Friday morning?
I am almost thinking we need to do like 1 o'clock on so that anybody who's in high school elementary.
True.
What about just in the evening?
And we've said, well, if we get enough, it'll probably go into,
like
it depends
from
how many,
5 o'clock.
Because it's a Friday night, and you probably want to do afternoon. Evening.
Yeah, so then we said it could be single, a duet, groups, whatever they want. It just has to be singing.
How fun, like North Salt Lake Idol.
I know, isn't that awesome?
Can we get the spinny chairs and
wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
And then Franny had brought up doing like an America 250 quiz at the Kite Festival. Do you remember that?
Was that where you were talking about going around to the?
And I did a quiz if we wanted.
Oh.
Well, it's done. Let's do it.
I only have like.
Sarah's in charge.
Oh, you want us to do it? Oh, this might be embarrassing.
Sarah and I.
In charge of what?
Kite Festival.
I just stepped on toes.
No, you didn't. You're fine.
You surely did not.
Sorry. Sarah, we don't care. Do
I am so sorry. So we talked about that, and then I was wondering if they return, can they get a prize? I think I talked to you about this.
Oh, yeah.
Like some sort of a prize.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely great.
And then maybe of all the people that do it, we could pull a couple names and they could get like an America 250 shirt.
Maybe they could get the, maybe Benjamin could give them the prize.
Yes, because we have
Benjamin. Is
Benjamin
coming?
There.
Awesome.
Is it you?
He's in my Walmart order thingy.
Okay, maybe. You are Benjamin, though.
About
the swag.
Okay. And Tammy.
No, I'm Dallas.
Same
but...
for each thing.
Well, I looked at the swag
that'd be great.
On the America 250. It's super costly.
It's yeah. So expensive.
It's really
for what?
Costly.
The America 250 swag is so expensive.
It's only once in a lifetime.
I thought so, too. But here's the other thing. Because
just
we...
Get child support one time.
Because we're an official America 250 city, and I have the logo, there's nothing that says we can't use the official logo, and as long as we don't mess with the logo, we've got mm-hmm. the logo with North Salt Lake underneath, we can order our own water bottles or our own thing. I thought that too. They didn't have a lot of options, and the ones they had were quite expensive.
Oh, totally, yeah.
So, but we want to get on that, and I know we talked about it last meeting, but the shirts and the swag, we need to get on.
Let's
so,
do it, yeah.
Is this then going to be the city shirt?
Yes.
Okay, so are you thinking...
We talked about that this morning in our Liberty Fest meeting.
Because you're going to have the white shirts for the run?
We're going to do... Because that one needs to have the sponsor information on it.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
So we're going to do a white shirt with just one color sponsors on the back for
okay.
the color run.
Got it.
And a separate volleyball one. But then we're going to do a North Salt Lake America 250 one that hopefully we introduce, roll out at the Kite Festival.
That's cool.
That then... Hopefully people will want and wear through the year.
Through the year. So do you think that you could have enough that people could order them, I mean, to get them right then, and then if you need to...
Do a second order?
To order, yeah.
Like, yeah, because I know it was brought up a lot of times. We've had lots of extra shirts with things, but one time we tried to sell. So we don't want to order so many that we end up, it costs us a ton and we end
right.
up with all these shirts. So that would be preferable is if we did... One order, everyone sees them, they're cool.
Yeah.
Then they can place, you know, we could place another order and then they could come, you know, pick them up at City Hall or whatever before July 3rd.
We talk about having like an America 250 table at the Kite Festival.
Yeah.
And I mean, we could sell stuff there if you wanted.
I think that seems like a good idea.
Okay.
That would be very nice.
Yes.
Add that
so
to your
do you,
for the Kite
do you also, are you also going to get kid sizes?
Yeah, I think we want
okay.
all sizes.
Okay,
because I think especially kids, it makes it fun.
They're the ones that are going to probably wear them the most.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
We
okay.
Probably,
so
do you want
order by like April 1st?
Do you want me to put together some?
Some like
I
a mock up of stuff.
Yes. With,
I think
something
is that
kind
a lot
of cool.
For you?
Something. I've got a ton going on, but I also just have a ton going on, so I'll squeeze it in. I
are
mean,
you
I'm,
sure? Because I mean, do you want you and me to work on that?
Design a shirt for the entire city.
Okay.
You're making
I don't know
nervous.
If I
want
to do that. But I feel like we're giving her a lot. And she's
was
really
agreeable.
No, I mostly this is really working hard for Camille right now for NSL Reads.
And making a t-shirt is probably fun.
She's having a great time doing the power. She's an American flag.
And the NSL Reads is like... in a couple weeks, isn't it?
Simple.
NSL Reads is in a
yes,
couple weeks.
Yes, you should all come to that
yeah.
author night on March 5th.
So hopefully by the end of March 5th, things will...
I read her book.
Like
it
you're saying, you think
good.
By
I
August,
cried.
April 1st, the shirt's
yeah, I would
in.
Try. I mean, it usually takes 2 to 3 weeks to get stuff in, but that's on, like the best case scenario.
Right.
So who knows with back orders and all sorts of stuff. So
yeah.
I'd say April 1st. That way we know.
Well, I think we
yeah.
shouldn't do not a lot of things, but quality would be... instead of quantity. So I think like the water bottle, a t-shirt is great. Maybe a sticker. Because kids and people love stickers.
So,
and you did a really good job with the stickers.
Oh,
that's
so good.
Well, I bought these just as some options. You know how we can only get those kites in white?
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
So I thought if we did blue and red dots and whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then I've got some others coming too, but will that weigh down the kites too much so they won't fly?
You know what I'm saying? If we
But maybe if we just gave them one sticker to put on there.
Yeah, I would distribute those because
We could just give them one.
One kid could take an entire roll.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe a sticker to put on their
and
face.
Then, and like these are actually little
tattoos.
And are we having a face painter come to do patriotic?
Yeah, I don't know who the face painter is.
I do got a couple of babies. Well, and Carmen knows face painters too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question.
A lady from Christmas.
Is there any way we can incorporate a key?
Which one?
Like they put a key on their little, even if it's a plastic key or a paper key, just because of the whole Benjamin Franklin thing and the key on the kite. No need.
Well,
just thinking about it.
No, I like that somehow to also incorporate the Armed Forces Day, if there's also a way to do something with that.
And you got the backdrop?
Yes, I ordered that.
And the balloons.
Like,
amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
That's the author that's coming to the read.
So,
and I'm I think
that seems fun.
But so I'll go ahead and order maybe enough that we've got like 500. Is that how many kites we're getting? 500.
I was going to order 500, right?
Yeah.
Two stickers. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe
one on each side, so that you balance it.
Two stickers per kite.
Well,
and
it's a
tattoo.
Center
story.
And this is
Ivory. Yeah,
the parachute type thing.
Okay,
instead,
so I'm
going to
order 500
kites,
and then I'll get just blue and red kites.
It would be balanced.
Yeah. Would,
and maybe the tattoos
your
could
last
be.
Time what you're getting.
We decided
no.
not to because it was too hard to put together. And
these
that
other
was
ones.
Expensive.
Have you been to the kite festival, Dee?
It comes off.
It's really a great event. And
there's too many people there.
Well, you can sit in the parking lot.
Come just look at it.
Maybe you
it's
so real wide seats
see the
version kind of tattoos.
Well,
you know,
like
if you go to the tattoo and then so maybe, maybe like two or four people will be doing tattoos. Kind of by the face.
I
want to
be like four people doing tattoos.
You might, because they'll be popular.
Yeah, because you can do those with spray bottles.
Yes. Okay, I think, order a few more.
Okay.
That'd be amazing.
Oh, this
and
is
do you think
line.
That
is,
anybody would be interested in having, like, a storyteller that could tell, read,
so,
or tell patriotic stories?
So we had the same, we had that lady that came for the Halloween telling stories. And I felt like
anyone show up.
I just feel like she was so good, but nobody heard her. And I just don't, she was so cute.
She was so cute.
Yeah, but I'm not sure people listened to her.
Like, if we had a
section. The setup.
She started coming around and talking to people while they were waiting in line for the balloons.
Oh, really?
And I wonder if someone could do something like that, but like be giving facts or like maybe like. So I don't know if it's Benjamin. Well, Benjamin's going to be giving people their
information.
There's a lot of information.
I think Conrad would be a really cute George Washington.
So that could be you, Dawn.
Oh, sorry, Conrad.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Do you have a George Washington outfit?
These are all of our basins, our manholes.
He's going to have to dig into the 70s.
I feel like I see
Amazon all the time. Yet.
But wouldn't that be great?
Let me
get
down and I'll be leaving
it to state.
I'll be happy to do that.
You would?
I really
think. And I think we should do that.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
Do you think we could get another family?
He would be good, and then he could be walking around and just
telling
people, like,
well, or just by the
place. We're going to make an announcement. I'm currently at mile 219.
Oh, wow. You're almost at 250.
You know what? We need to do something about that. That say that you did your
newsletter
for sure.
So, yeah, when will you finish?
250 mile Saturday.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Then what mile are you on? Because you said you do one, right?
I do
right?
1 mile.
I'm impressed. What is better than some have done? So
Conrad.
I'm not going to hit 250. That's for
that's
sure.
Okay.
Will you take a selfie or have Carolyn take a selfie of you when you did at the end of your 250? Because I really, I want to put it in
the
newsletter. Put it in the,
I think we should interview him. I think we should do a live. So he signed up to do that.
Anyway, I think you guys should be George and Martha
online?
Washington.
It's America 250.
America 250.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
And one of the questions
it can come
is about,
out of our budget if you need to find some costumes.
Yeah, one of
really
the questions is about Betsy Ross, so we can have some.
Oh, do you want to
do
Betsy Ross?
Some nice costumes online.
You do Betsy Ross?
I volunteer as tribute.
Nice Benjamin.
But see,
what? You're right. That's so cool.
Do you have a Betsy Ross outfit?
Someone I could go. It's Amazon.
Yes.
Guys, you would be great.
Have them around, and they could ask the questions on the quiz and go get their prize, and Dallas can answer.
Just who am I?
Yeah, like exactly who are you? And be like, I'm Betsy Ross. My birthday is June.
Okay, don't go anywhere for May 16th. And talk about if you can do George and Martha or something.
She always loved
that.
I'd be Betsy Ross.
We're thinking about it. We're going to see if we can work that out.
I think that would be really fun.
You guys would be great.
Gotta swallow your pride.
So okay, we're going to write you down. George and Martha.
Thanks.
Thanks, George and Martha.
George, Martha, and Betsy.
2/19, you're going to be there in 2 weeks.
No,
you do
Saturday.
Yeah, I'll finish Saturday.
Oh my gosh, that's
gonna
impressive.
Push it.
I wanted to finish in February because that's my birthday month. You know?
Happy birthday!
When's your birthday?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, happy birthday!
I would have done it on Valentine's Day, but I got sick.
I'm so sorry.
2 weeks ago, and so there were several days that I didn't do much walking.
We are glad you're back and well.
That's impressive.
Okay, so are you going to get your own costumes for George and Martha? Or do you want us to find you costumes?
We'll look.
Look and then let us know. Okay.
We'll let you know.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, fun.
Because everybody has a George and Martha costume.
Paul Revere come up on a horse?
Yeah, just hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
Your closet.
What was on his collar?
Oh, yeah, where you,
my thought was a great day.
Put on
the
I
didn't see what was on his collar.
But if we had that, we have Ben. We have Betsy Ross.
George and
Paul Revere.
Martha.
Oh, we should tell them for Paul Revere.
I feel like we could also bring those out at the Unity and Community America 250.
Or at any of them.
All of them, yeah.
That's awesome.
Especially if we have the costumes, we might as well just keep using.
We have a Buddy the Elf costume still.
You know
how
what?
How do we incorporate
he's,
that?
Yes, he's very Americana.
He's very patriotic. He's been really cute at our...
Technically, he's not American.
I'm so excited.
It's going to
be really
cool. Oh,
he's from George and Martha.
Yeah, so George
he's
and Martha.
Not
who else is on your quiz?
Okay, so on the quiz.
Okay, read us
the
quiz. Let's see if we can answer them.
Well, hang on. Okay. Let's finish our meeting first, and we'll do the quiz.
Oh. Okay, sorry. Oh, sorry, I'm done.
Okay.
May, February.
Are we moving
oh,
on
guys,
to...
we forgot one thing. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I told you I'd be quiet, and I'm not. We had talked about doing an America 250 food donation at the elementary schools.
Okay.
You have a panicked look on your face.
No, I just went, oh.
Oh, okay. There is Utah Gives on April 30th. So should we have like April 30th, the date that we're going to collect all the food? Is that a good date to do that?
Well, would that conflict with the Utah Gives?
I don't know. I kind of thought it might go with Utah Gives.
Because maybe they'll drop their food into Utah Gives or whatever.
Oh, do they have things out for Utah Gives?
Is it that thing that they bring around the trash bag and put it on your door?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's a big no. Thank you. I'm done.
Okay. I could be wrong.
I think you're right.
Because I just know I get trash bags on my door and I...
Dallas, I think you're 100% right. I'll come up with a different
day. People to...
Who picks up the Utah Gifts?
What? Is it the Boy Scouts?
It used to be the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, but it isn't that anymore now.
Oh, it's the mailman.
Is it the mailman that picks them up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll come up with a different date. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, I don't know where we're at now. Liberty Fest?
We kind of talked about the things I needed to mention is hopefully you'll plan on being involved with us for sure on June 27th on that Saturday morning. Lots of fun going on there. And then we will also need some volunteers if you're available for the car show on the 2nd, which is the following Tuesday or whatever. That one's kind of fun.
Yeah, we'll have
pouring down
so
rain.
Remember how wet we were? Rainier than it was last
year.
Let me tell you my story of the car show.
Okay.
I'm wandering around looking for a good picture. I turn around and like 4 feet behind me is Elder Ubdorf. Yeah. Excuse me. You
know? Did you take his picture?
Yeah, I did.
If you're Benjamin Franklin,
that was appropriate. So.
If you're Benjamin Franklin, should we find someone else to take photos?
I can take photos.
You can still take photos as Ben. Okay, if you.
Yeah, but unless because I want him taking photos. Unless you're needing him to go around asking questions. Do we need another Ben Franklin?
No, this is more like they'll fill it out and then give it to him. And then he has
or, maybe. Or they can do it to the America 250 table.
Oh, yeah, let's just do that. Maybe he's then taking photos and that sounds good. Okay.
So on the 27th, when I asked Audrey about the YCC, she said Aurora will be doing home MTC, so we'll only have one of them, either her or Enos, that day.
On the 27th?
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the whole YCC.
Well, but then she said, and we get way fewer kids during the summer. They're also busy. She said she'll do her best. So maybe we should put that on the...
We will.
Caroline will be there.
Only reason I say that is because we used to get a good 15, 20 of them, even though there were some... I mean, because they've helped every year with the water
right.
up until the last couple of years.
Okay.
And so I mean...
Well, and
let's
we're going in March to the conference,
yeah.
And I'll talk to him and hopefully
we
can. I'll talk it up. And
we
make
thought
sure.
this morning.
I mean,
they will have more fun doing it with the color run. I mean, I think they'll get more into it. But I also think, you know, we'll
get
as many volunteers as we can. But
okay.
hopefully,
well, hopefully, I wonder if they could put that in there, maybe as part of their requirement for going to Logan. Or something too. It would be nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
but
I'll
promote
it
too. And I didn't mean to come across negative. I just know that that's what we just kind of, for years we've had them do the water station, and then I don't think YCC are traveling more now than they were 5 years ago.
Sure, I'll bring it up to them too and make sure.
Just see if we can.
Okay. I'll send them a list of
the
things that we
are
hoping.
Car show is the 2nd of July.
Okay, sorry to cut you off.
That's good.
Okay, Liberty Fest, I mean, we kind of...
Yeah, so Liberty Fest is just, we can talk about that next meeting too, but...
Others?
Strips.
I have a thought that I've been trying to make short videos, but I've not... I'm long-winded when it comes to making photography videos.
I have the same problem.
You circled it. Is there stuff that you guys want to know about making your pictures better?
Would you like to do our photography night?
What do you mean?
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, that's the question. Do you guys have questions about how to make better pictures?
That's what I'm saying. I think we brought in a photographer a few,
Oh, that night,
I'm
okay.
saying, you're a great photographer.
Well, Tammy wanted me to do it 1 year.
Yeah.
It would have been this year, actually, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Thank you, Shed.
I guess I think I would love to, have some Dallas tips, but.
Because I wanted to do those throughout the year.
Yeah.
To put on social media, and so it encourages them to go out and take the anyway.
Can you give tips on like a regular camera and on their phone?
You just do it by yourself.
That was
the difference.
Well, some people just use their phones, but their phones.
What's the difference?
Well, the difference would be that this has a fixed aperture and a smaller sensor and.
Well, actually, on your phone you have an aperture because you can zoom in and out.
No, that's focus.
Well, that changes it, but it also changes the view.
Yeah, but the aperture is fixed, whereas you can only make a certain amount of adjustments to it.
Yeah.
He's got that great lens, and that's why he can catch so many, where this is in focus and that's blurry.
Yeah.
And that's what your aperture is.
Like your cell phones can take really good pictures if you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Anyway, so
I want to have a photography class.
Yeah, I guess
is that what we're talking about?
That's what we're talking
Sign
about.
Sign me up, Dallas.
Maybe as part of our NSL photo contest. Because we already, that's
Thank
kind of an annual
that.
Thing, but in preparation for that, and I think that's kind of
what
you're saying.
What's
the nation
bird?
Like for this year,
like
you know,
round two,
mm-hmm.
round.
I spelled it wrong.
the 4th of July, before the 4th of July. Okay, this is how you can take a good picture at the fireworks this year using your phone or your more expensive camera. I tried it last year with just my phone and it went on for 7 minutes. So my daughter was on the trampoline with a bunch of little lights and she'd bounce over. This is what's going to happen when I do this, and makes a long exposure and looks kind of like a firework sort of, except for it's all exploding off a trampoline in the night.
That's where a camera makes a great big difference.
Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah. Well, I'll keep
love to do that.
Trying to figure that
out. Sounds like people are interested in that.
It might just be our board, but I think you'd get lots of people interested.
Yeah. I think it would be. Okay, anyways, Public Works.
We don't really have any updates this week.
No worries about snow, because it hasn't snowed.
Actually, it did snow the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it did.
We had the full city out, so.
It was they were all so excited
better.
To go out.
It's so much better than New York City, so thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, we were all
same
like
size cities.
Yeah, I didn't bother cleaning my carburetor, my snowblower, so I was out there. It's not starting, dang it. I pulled my back muscles trying to shovel this driveway.
Yeah.
Tammy time.
Girl on my street, $5. Tammy time. Tammy time.
Yes. Let's see. I needed to ask about the auditions, and that's May 8th, Friday. I just need to know what time. I won't tell them yet, but probably 1:00, right?
So I'll do Sign Up Genius. Apparently it's mm-hmm. easy.
It is easy.
And I think we'll probably do like from 1 to 4 so that we can get after school and before. If more people want it, we'll extend it. But we'll just kind of play that by ear. So I'll put a contact name down as well so they can contact if there's...
Okay.
And
does Sign Up Genius let you create a QR code that takes you right to it? So as I'm putting out advertising... Mm-hmm. Can I put the QR code on there that takes them to the Sign Up Genius?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. And then she'll be the host of it, so then she'll get notified when everyone signs up. She'll find the schedule of when people sign up.
And then when
you help her get a QR code for the, okay.
Yes.
and then when they sign up, they're...
I mean, if you give me the URL, I can create it.
They'll get a reminder, too, in their email, which is nice.
Yeah.
So she won't have to send it. They'll keep getting
And then I will put in a cappella, just to warn them. I mean, they can pitch pipe with them, but...
And you want two judges from the arts committee, right?
Yeah, let's do two there.
Okay, and then how many do you want from us? You don't need me. I'm not a judge.
I'll do one.
I mean, I can turn my chair.
We could do, wouldn't that be so fun, though? So we could do 3 or we could do 4.
Okay, but Friday's a good day for me if you need me to judge. But
thank you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can come and listen. I would love to come
and
listen.
Let's do it. We'll have the 4 judges, 2 from them. And then you and I will be there.
And then our next meeting, which I know that's coming up on the agenda, but the next meeting would be March 24th, correct?
Same as this month.
Yep, right. I think that we should invite all of the people that would be doing the Unity in the Community events.
Say that again.
Invite the people that would be
the chairs.
That's what we were gonna do.
Wise.
Okay,
so
who is going to
I don't
do
know
that?
Who those are.
So. I can reach out to the Pride. Elisa's going to give me that guy's name.
Jeff. No, I sent it to you.
You did.
I did send
That's
it
right.
to
you.
Yep.
Did.
Yep.
So I can reach out to him.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy to do that.
I do need, when I opened up the shared file that you sent us.
Yeah, I was going to show you, but we don't have access. It's in...
I couldn't find the number, and I don't know
It's in the Kite Festival folder, and it's a JPEG, a picture. I think it actually has
Okay, so it's in there
paragliders.
Somewhere. Maybe I just don't know what I'm looking at. Okay,
it's
again.
A picture.
Okay. Because I tried to call the other one, Windy Change. Is that what the other one was? That number does not work. It's disconnected or something.
You may be able to contact them through the internet or their Facebook.
Okay.
Well, if we have the option for the bigger guys.
Well, that's what I was going to try because you told me to do that, but I couldn't open up that file that you gave me. Or I mean, I could open it up, but I didn't get any phone numbers on. And then, so does everybody have who they're going to contact on the Unity and Community?
I don't know who I contact for back to school. But I don't. That's just us, right?
Yeah, I think that one I just did last year.
That one, and then the other one is America 250, which is just Suzette.
And that's June 8th.
And I already let her know.
Okay.
Well, that's not true.
I will tell her.
You will tell her?
I'll tell her.
Okay. Dallas and I are.
Tell her to tell her person.
To come to our next meeting, which is March, what'd you say, 24th?
24th at 6 o'clock here. Okay, and I guess that I just want to clarify on my own thing here. Why do I have 2 dates on back to school? Can you just help me on that? So is back to school, are we not in collaboration with the what's it called, the safety night with the policemen?
Okay, did you guys talk about that at,
I thought we were going to.
But that was just a city council thing.
Oh, is that
it? Does not come up here, and okay. Now I said to Ken, well, the food trucks are there on Monday nights, that's a separate thing, and anyway, I didn't get direction from him. Did you as a council decide you wanted those all together? To me, I thought...
I don't know why I have notes on that. Let me get back on that one. Maybe it's just I have notes.
Because the rest of the Unity and Community events...
What day is August 13th?
Are all on Monday night.
I have August 10th as the night for back to school.
Okay.
I had it in my phone as a too. So if it makes me feel any better.
Well, it's Monday the 10th because it's on a Monday, night.
But I was like, oh, it's a Thursday. And because then I told the community council meeting or the PTA or community council something at the school. And I was like, no, it's this night. And they're like, that's going to be hard because that's back to school night. And I'm like, okay.
Which night is back to school?
Thursdays. Because Wednesday nights are oftentimes like the high school, but then elementary schools are like Thursday.
So anyways, we don't want to have our back to school. Okay.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
But I can see, Tammy, why you talked about it, because Night Out Against Crime and the Health Fair is the Thursday night before this Monday.
Okay.
Wait, so go down to...
You just tell me what to do and I will go and I will do.
I'm not sure I have straight.
So who's calling Eddie? Who's gonna tell Eddie?
Who's Eddie?
Eddie's the Juneteenth named chair.
I don't know who that is.
That's Dallas.
Dallas is doing Juneteenth.
Yeah.
Do you have Eddie's information?
Oh, I have.
I do.
Okay, so Night Against Crime. Can you give me that date just one more time? For sure.
Night Out Against Crime is August 6th, Thursday.
Oh, it wasn't even the date we had.
Oh, you're totally wrong. Oh, my gosh.
Search here.
Tammy, do you have one of these, hon? I'm going to give you this one.
Thank you so much.
And then
sister's wedding.
I'm really giving it, and it's not mine. But
it's okay. We can make
another copy. Carmen's
going to
print another one for the bulletin board.
And you know what? Can I just tell you that I didn't get my newsletter?
I did not get one in the mail either.
No.
We paid to have those mailed to all the residents.
I cannot believe of all people that I did not get one. I kept waiting for it. Wait,
that's why she's all confused.
February or March?
No, we mailed one. It went out in January. It had the state of the city. It had Brian's state of the city. It had this on the very back page.
I have that one, I think.
Okay.
I got that one, but you haven't put out one since then. You won't tell.
No, I'll probably put a digital one out. I just haven't had a chance.
And he told me to pick one up at City Council, and I forgot, but this is very helpful to me.
It's also in your Dropbox for City Council. I sent the update to Wendy to put in Dropbox.
I did see this. I was going
to
print it out,
but I'm also happy to print them and put them in your boxes at City Hall.
And then it's helpful if I go look in that box. Linda, she always puts it on my my stand, so yeah. I appreciate that. Okay, thank you.
When are you sending out the newsletter?
Well, I wanted to last week, and I have not had
okay,
one.
Then I'll try and do a
sign
up genius.
Send her things for
do I have to send
literacy now?
I'll try and do the North Salt Lake and call you in a panel.
Public access or something?
And it's the North Salt Lake reads, and she's probably got her doing it 1,000
Well, it's going to be the night to go to. I'm excited.
Well, and then the other thing that I have is
you'll be in France.
So North Salt Lake Reads, which we all need to attend if you can, they would like us to have a events table there. So they will have a booth, not a booth, but a table, and they want us to promote our events. So
that's awesome.
So I've already put together. I separated out free events from not free. So for the table, whoever's sitting at that table, there's a half page with all of the city events throughout the year.
So that's the
that has everything on it that she just wants.
Right there.
I cannot be there that night.
Okay.
I can be there.
And there's my
I'll be there, but I won't be on my wedding.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that. She sent a thing.
Not my wedding,
Yeah.
I'm coming late, so I cannot come to it. I cannot sit at the...
Okay. And it's really, we just have to stand there, if anybody asks, but we can just hand out the thing that they're giving and talk about any events that they have. Talk about that. I don't think really it has to be much of anything.
If no one else on the committee can, I will probably be there.
And I'll be there. Last year, I couldn't get there. That was a terrible night. We had to be stoned that night. I was supposed to be there, and it was like at the last minute.
Oh, that's so painful.
So hopefully there will be no problems.
There will not.
I can be there.
Perfect evening. Perfect evening.
What night is that?
Oh, because I have
March. And where is it?
City Hall.
City Hall.
Okay, and I think that's all for me. And then, and I hope that everything's okay on the unity community things. We'll figure that all out, and it will all work out.
It'll be perfect.
We just want everybody to be welcome and happy and.
And love.
Everybody get along and feel like they're welcome, and I think, and I totally understand what we're all trying to agree on.
We love everyone
for sure. I just want everybody to come and have a party. That's I'm all about a party.
That's what we are. We are the party.
Yeah, that's
for sure.
Best job.
Okay, that's all I have. Thank you, Dallas.
Okay, well, we just figured out that I'm dumping stuff into an old committee SharePoint, and you're probably
no wonder I can't find it.
So
I
didn't
know we had two.
I have two. Yep. I have the CC one that is from the Citizens Committee. That's got a bunch of stuff on it. And then I have the new one that was published 12th December 4th. I don't know.
I thought John had created one he was testing. So
which probably is full of all sorts of stuff.
Well, one as recent as February 12th, which was just...
Who put something in there?
Carmen.
So that the one we should be using?
You put something in there in October. John put something in there in June. The other one's got...
Well, we need to combine them.
Yes. I don't know.
I don't know why there's two.
Well,
that sounds like a John problem.
Dallas is done. He is leaving.
He's going to come give me the number.
The last one was put into this one. So this one says test on it.
A little picture of that.
Okay.
There's a folder that says test, so I'm guessing that's the test one. But I'm not for sure.
Thank you. I'll call him.
Well, that's January 2025.
Yeah, this is the one he's been dumping stuff into. The last one we have anything is April. This one, like I said, is more recent. Right? June, July, August, June, October.
Okay.
So I'm guessing it's this one is what I told him. I think
you're there.
But it's got the new city logo.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one I think is.
I'll just bring the access session.
Can you send us all the links to the right one?
Shrunk half an inch.
I don't know. Asking a lot of me.
I never go in there either.
Share this page.
Okay.
Did somebody volunteer?
You're over 21 Latino, and a half.
Hispanic
then you start shrinking.
I can figure it out.
I'm sure.
Wait, that was like.
Did anyone want to do Latino or Hispanic heritage?
That was like a year ago.
When I was at.
I know that's in September, and we can decide that later.
Maybe we'll give that to. I'm sorry, but you're replacing
our new committee.
We don't want to replace you, but
we do not want to
give that to the new person.
That's my bucket full of unity and community things.
Oh. I didn't know you had stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how it's just like
okay.
What's randomness. In there?
It's like decorations.
Do you have your phone?
That we were using for like Latino Heritage Night. The paint markers from, I think those were Elisa's at some point. They got
for the kite festival.
No, from Painted Rocks.
Oh, okay.
Alexis, what'd you do in school today?
So
I don't know what day it is.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
Is the bin?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a broccoli.
Is the bin the city's?
Nice. No, but it's the city's now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the city's.
Okay.
So that's you can delete that.
Do you have? I've got stuff at City Hall. Yeah. Do you have stuff out here too?
So.
We probably should keep it all together.
I do have a box of stuff. Yes.
I'm not sure how many strips.
For the city table. Like the tablecloth and the cards and stuff.
Oh, for the city's booth, not for specific events. I'll take that with me.
I'm taking the test. I'm going to
put it down. Please excuse the typos.
We're getting in approach.
There are typos everywhere.
So I want to see.
You get it?
Almost. Hold on.
Oh, do you have one? I want one.
As soon as she's ready, I'll read them out loud because I don't want to ruin it for
Candy. Pass the test down and I'll take it.
The other one that's really bugging me is the senior lunch.
Do you want me to just say it out loud?
Totally.
Oh, really?
We're not done here.
I think we're done.
officially ended.
Okay, you ready?
Oh, well, let's, I...
We got the minutes left.
I move that the Civic Events Committee formally approve the meeting minutes from January 27th, 2026. Events, civic events meeting.
A second.
No.
I rescind my second.
I know I'm not on your committee, but I want to interject that we add who volunteered last meeting to help with the unity and community events that you've then reiterated tonight so that it's part of that record.
Okay, so you want us to just say?
So you'll move to approve the minutes as amended, and okay. Then someone can second it, and then you can approve it.
Okay.
So if you want to do that, that's great.
I move that the Civic Events Committee formally amend and then approve the meeting minutes from January 27, 2026, Civic Events meeting.
And that I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Good. And...
I'll wordsmith that.
Our next meeting will be June or...
March.
March.
Wow, you're really going past the board.
Okay.
I kind of saw January out of the corner of my eye as I was right there. And then we'll adjourn.
Okay, what year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
1776.
Okay. Who was the main author of the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson.
Which city hosted the first U.S. Capitol, and where is the Liberty Bell located?
Philadelphia.
Who is the first president of the United States? He is also known as the father of our country.
George Washington.
Which of the founding fathers is known for flying a kite with a key attached to it?
Dallas Goldman. I'm sorry, I'm wrong.
Benjamin Franklin.
Who is credited for making the first American flag in 1776?
Betsy Ross.
How many stars are on the current American flag?
50 sparkles.
What do the stars
on a bright square? Did I learn that in elementary school?
No, but I learned 50 nifty United States.
No, we had 48.
What do the stars on the current flag? Let's see. What do they represent?
States. Most all the states, except for a couple.
No, I just don't or represent the territories. Right?
How many stripes? Yeah. On the American flag.
13 stripes of red and white make our flag so fair.
What do the 13 flags of red and white stand for?
The original 13 colonies.
Which document begins with the phrase, we the people?
The Constitution.
We
what?
The people. You know that?
In order to form a more perfect union. What major monument?
The preamble.
I put the preamble.
Wait, then I need to write that down because I put the Constitution, but it is the preamble
to the Constitution, right?
Preamble.
Okay,
so that's a vague question.
That was awesome. What major monument in New York City was a gift from France?
Statue of Liberty. Oh, shoot.
And they have a mini one on the Seine.
I kind of missed that when I was there. That was on my schedule, and I was like,
go see the statue.
I was the only one who really did want to go.